track 12 and a roundup of the sports. Well, as you can imagine, the wet weather really took its toll on this weekend's Torbay Clearance Services South Devon Football League, amongst others. There was very little football going on. Coach Road was the location for the only surviving game, and Paignton Saints of the Premier Division avoided a potential banana skin Herald Cup fixture against Newton Rovers, who are currently in the bottom three of Division 2. Both teams did well to deal with the windy conditions, but Saints were more able to keep the ball on the ground and play to their strengths, and that gave them a 5-0 win over Newton Rovers. Ipplepen Athletics' home fixture against Plymouth Marjon fell victim to the weather, as did the rest of the Devon Football League on Saturday, December the 7th. On to rugby, where again there wasn't a lot of action, but Stover School under 14 boys rugby team hosted Newton Abbott College in the semi-final of the South Devon School Cups. There was a lot of to-ing and fro-ing, one team getting the better of the other all the way through the match, but the final whistle went and Stover won 24-22, securing their place in the final. And I think we have to go indoors to see any action at all. And under the expert coaching eye of Jack Dinney, Ashmore's under-18 indoor hockey team produced a memorable performance in a winner-takes-all game against Wootton Under Edge Hockey Club in the West Finals on Sunday. The exciting game finished 5-4 to the delight of players, parents and coaching staff. And some real indoor action now with table tennis. Newton Abbott Eagles closed the gap to 8 points at the top of the South Devon and Torbay Table Tennis League First Division, despite losing to Halwell A. Newton Abbott Buzzards hold on to the top spot, with the Eagles moving into the runners-up spot thanks to an excellent maximum from Paul Davey, as they lost out to Halwell at 6-4. And I'm afraid that's all the news on the sport, really. Let's hope there's a little bit more action this week.